Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Today we'll be continuing our question and answer series with more of our listeners' questions. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom answers these questions.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
One year I took some of our teenagers to a Christian fundamental college for their college days. On the trip back, we stopped at a restaurant, and I went ahead and took care of the bill for all those kids. We did it on the church card. Now, we didn't have to, but I thought it would be a good encouragement to those kids that are contemplating Christian college. And I believe I had about six or seven, and I think about all of them went to a Christian college. And so I think that it was a good trip. But again, I did not count that as part of my income. Now, if you are in a similar situation, you too should use ministry funds instead of your own when you're treating a preacher or you're treating a group, a church group, and you're doing it in that format. Now, finally, I said to this dear missionary, do not allow others to put you on a guilt trip over their conceived ideas, their preconceived ideas that is born in their own imaginations. I knew one missionary who was dropped by a church because he was tithing his income to the church he planted. The pastor said if he's not tithing to his sending church and therefore his home church, he is not doctrinally right and we should not support him. Well, I don't know if this is in the Greek or the Hebrew, but what he said is a bunch of baloney. I have a missionary that is sent out of our church. He was in Uganda, but he had made a faith promise at our church. So, each month he faithfully sent his faith promise from the field to our church. But his tithe went into his local church on the field in which he was involved. And I agreed fully with that. And I hope that you do too. And so friends that are listening to this, a lot of you say, well, what does this have to do with me? Well, one, you should be tithing. But this guy took tithing as a very serious matter. Now, I could have read about two pages here of what he wrote of his own thoughts, and he was wrestling with this, but I didn't want to take you into that kind of a depth and not understand where it all was going. And so, my friend, hopefully this is a help to you. You should tithe. You should also offer. Remember, God asked, will a man rob God? How do you rob God? In tithes and offerings. A tithe is 10% of your income. An offering is anything over a tithe. And so I would encourage you, tithe. And in love, offer unto the Lord. Well, let's go back to our announcer for our next question.
As a listener from England on internet wrote, I was listening to you on Ephesians chapter 5. I was particularly struck by your mentioning of Greek tenses. I know there are books on the subject of tenses, but I'm now 7-8 years old, and I find these too technical to understand. I'm an avid reader of the King James Bible. Can you suggest some helpful material that would help someone as me and others who are in the same position?
All right, this listener from England is writing a question that probably many of you, whether you're 78 years old or 8 years old, have thought about and said, you know what, that's a little bit technical when you're talking about Greek and Hebrew and things of that nature, and that's beyond me. And to be quite honest with you, many times what we find out is that a person or a popular, well-known person is beginning to take a book of the Bible and they're starting to teach false doctrine. And so sometimes we'll use the Greek and the tenses and so forth in order to show why that person's wrong, but not so much show why they're wrong, but show why the Bible's right and the doctrine's right here, so don't believe that false doctrine. And so we use it at times that way. And with so many people now coming out with new Bible versions so corrupted, and they have to change it in order to fit their false doctrine. So I answered our listener. I said, thank you for listening to our sermons. I believe that one of the best sources that you could use would be the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible. It was copyrighted 1984 and 1991 by Spiros Zahadides. It is printed by World Bible Publishers and AMG International Incorporated. It is in the King James or Authorized Version. It has some simple guides on Greek and Hebrew, as I have pointed out in the past. I've checked it out on several occasions and found it pretty spot on. Now, for my own studies, I've used Thayer's Lexicon and the Interlinear Greek English New Testament by J.P. Green, the editor, although I've used Barry's Interlinear Greek New Testament. Both of them use the Textus Receptus, from which our King James is translated, and so I use either one of those. I prefer J.P. Green, just for its layout. Now, the last two may be a little bit more than you would want to try to handle, but I think the Hebrew Greek Key Study Bible would benefit you greatly. Those last two things, that'd be hard with the Interlinear Greek Bible as well as the Thayer's Lexicon, but I think the Hebrew Greek Bible's laid out so well that it'd be easy to understand. Now, again, I want to thank you for listening to us, and I encourage all of our listeners, as this man from England did, is check out our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist or www.centralbaptistocala.org. We have many of our sermons on these two sites, and hopefully they would be a blessing to you. Well, let's go back to our announcer, and let's have our next question.
This listener writes, how can one tell if their shepherd, pastor, is really serious about what he's talking about from the pulpit?
This is an unusual question. And so, I just have a hard time with it, but I think that it's a serious question. I just find it's an unusual question. I don't know if I've ever had this question asked before, and I believe this is a listener from Missouri. I'm not real sure of that, but I think that's where it is, or from Pennsylvania. It's one of the two. And so asking about this question here about how can you tell if a shepherd or pastor is really serious about what he's talking about from the pulpit? And my answer was, the most important thing is to preach the word as it is to men as they are. A pastor must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. For the man in the pew, he needs to do the noble thing as stated in Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. You will appreciate this. An old professor of mine who was a five-point Calvinist told me, Andy, preaching should be the refinement of the preacher's life. The main thing for me is not to get the people think I'm a good preacher. I want God to get glory. I want them to say the Lord is their shepherd. He is the chief shepherd. You see, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner who's just saved by the great grace of God. And oftentimes, the greatest guilt which I have in me is when God gives us a great moving in our church and send people come to confess sin to God or commit to His righteousness. And then I sit there and take the credit or praise that people heap on me. And it's especially wrong if I don't correct it. And so often now I've just automatically, when people come up and say, oh, that was a great sermon, I'll just say, well, praise the Lord. You know, praise God, it was from Him. And, you know, I want to say, oh, thank you, man, I really worked hard on that. Boy, you should, boy, I put everything into it. No. God, it's the praise. I also want to see fruit that remains. I spent much time on 1 and 2 Timothy, which is on our sermon audio website, and I shared with the people what is expected of the pastor. As a matter of fact, I shared more of what's expected of the pastor than what is expected of them. My goal is to ever search the Scriptures for direction and the way to bring glory to God. He must increase. I must decrease. Not only must the people see that it is not about me at all, but they must also see Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, speaking of Jesus Christ, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, since men can deceive us, the way we know if he is serious is to compare what he teaches to the Word of God. And we must understand that only God looketh upon the heart. Man can only see the outward appearance. Now, we are wrong to try to judge what's in any man's heart. The focus must be Jesus Christ and His righteousness. The bottom line is still, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light in my path. And so, to answer the question is, we aren't to measure His seriousness because we cannot know, we cannot see His heart. But we are to measure His sermon by comparing what he preaches to the Word of God. Well, I hope that answers this dear listener's question. As I said, it's an unusual question. I'd never been asked that one before. And now, let's go on to our next question, and so I turn it right back over to our announcer. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.